Welcome to another Combine Chat. I'm Darren Urban of azcardinals.com. We're joined with head coach Bruce Arians. Thank you for joining us, coach.
You bet.
Here in the place where you're going to be watching these guys work out. So another combine here. We'll get right to it. When you're looking at these draft prospects, do you ever talk to any current players about any of these guys for whatever reason, whether they might have played with them or whatever?
Yeah, you leave no stone unturned. You want to find all the information out about the guy that you can possibly find out, especially his love for the game. You know, if he's played with a player on our team, what were his practice habits like? Is he a good? Do you want him in our locker room? And that's valuable information.
Confidence in a Tyrann Mathieu comeback. I mean, obviously he suffered a horrible injury, but he's been working really hard. I know you've seen him around a little bit. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, there's no doubt he'll be back. You know, it's just a matter of not pushing himself too fast and us being patient with it. And he's got a great career ahead of him, and we're not going to set him back this year by trying to bring him back too fast.
A question from Blake Murphy. When you talk about liking speed receivers, is there a specific 40 time you're looking at, or is it something more intangible that you're seeking?
No, 40 times is a good measuring stick, but sometimes a guy runs a 4.3 in shorts and he plays about 4.6. You know, it's a guy that really plays the game fast. And the guys who run 4.3 but play 4.3, now that day you got something special. And there are a few of those out there. And I'm really anxious to see, because it looks like this is going to be a speed group of big guys. And that's not usually the case.
Jesse Arrington asks, when you're talking about stacking your defense and getting all the players, need aside, what's the best position that you'd like to stack? I mean, where is it most important to have the most players?
I think defensive line, pass rushers and run stoppers, then corners. You know, when you can rush the passer and you can cover guys, you got a pretty good defense.
Brandon Cyrus asks, when you look at the positions of need, in your opinion, is there the ones that jump out at you going into this draft?
No, Steve's done such a great job of putting our roster together that, I mean, we want to get better at some positions, but we don't need a guy, you know, have to have a guy. Bradley played okay at left tackle, and that's what everybody assumes we have to have, but he can get better. He's a young player. He could get a lot better. So if there's a player at another position that we have rated higher than a left tackle, we won't draft positionally. Steve will get the best player.
Are there quarterbacks in this draft that fit your system as you see it?
I think for a coach, you fit the system to the quarterback. You know, if you're trying to pound square pegs in round holes, it don't work. You know, so change the system. If you inherit a quarterback, fit him. Give him things he can do. When you draft one, you'd like to draft the prototype, you know, the Andrew Lux, the Peyton Mannings, the Ben Roethlisbergers, the 6'5", guys who are athletic and can run and do it all, you know. There are a couple guys in this draft who have a really unique skill set, and it'd be fun to build things around them. But, you know, we'll wait and see how that falls out.
There's been a lot of talk in the league right now with what's going on in the Dolphins locker room and where that goes. As a head coach, do you make sure that these players understand that your door is open to talk to them? I mean, do you kind of encourage that? How does that kind of work out?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Our guys know my door is open. I'm not going to tell them what they want to hear. They're going to get the truth. You know, sometimes that hurts. But the door is always open. And I think we have such a good veteran leadership on our ball club that – I don't ever see that would happen in our locker room, but they know that they can come talk to me.
We kind of touched on Tyrann and coming back. You have a few guys coming back from injuries. The guys that are out there, is there anybody in particular that comes to mind in terms of, you know, really doing well in their rehab and impressing you and how they're
coming
back?
I mean, Coop looks really good and looks like he's ready to play. I'm a little concerned with Lorenzo's foot right now. Hopefully he'll show some really good improvement. Everybody else is right on schedule and should be ready to either get some of OTAs or a little bit of them and show us what they've got again.
This is from a Twitter handle, Dr. G. he asked about the tight end. There's a lot of tight ends out there in college that can catch the ball. And he said, can you take a tight end that can catch the ball really well and coach him up to block? Now, you've made it clear that you like blocking tight ends. How difficult is that to take a guy who's not all that strong in blocking and turn him into a good blocking tight end?
It really is his body type. You know, where is his functional strength? Is it is his lower body? Then, yes, you can teach him. Now, they have to be willing. A lot of guys are not willing to stick their face in the fan, you know. And that tight end, you get matched up on some big defensive ends sometimes, and it gets dirty. That's why I think it's such a unique position. The best tight ends never go to the Pro Bowl because the best tight ends don't catch 80 passes or 90 passes. You know, those are wide receivers. The best tight ends catch about 50 or 60, but they're blocking big defensive ends. Heath Miller, to me, is the prototype.
You actually just talked a little bit about when you were meeting the media at the combine that you like tight ends that block first and catch second. Is that harder to get across to young players that are coming into the league these days, given the way tight ends have gone?
Yes and no. I mean, if the tight end's catching 90 balls, he's probably mad. Mike's probably mad. You know, it's like, you know, there's not enough footballs to go around. Receivers get paid to catch the ball. Tight ends, to me, they catch the ball when we can't throw it to receivers. But when you bring a unique skill set, Robbie Houser has a unique skill set, but he's learned to block adequately enough and use his speed, and hopefully he'll stay healthy and have the type of year he can have.
Stormbird asks, is the combine the most effective way to get the information that you need out of it? Would you like to see any tweaks to it, or do you get what you need?
It's a good beginning. It's the first step in the evaluation process. You get to see them in shorts. The wide receiver position is one of the few that does drills, and DBs maybe, that you can actually watch them play a little football at what they're going to do. The big guys, they're just out running around doing athletic things. But you get to meet them for the first time. In person, evaluate them, and it's just the beginning of the process that's going to take 3 months.
Carl Hatcher asks, what was the most pleasant surprise for you this past season?
Oh, gosh, there were so many. It'd really be hard to put on one. It was just watching our team grow and become confident. Had we started the season that confident, we'd have made the playoffs. You know, we had to find out that we were good. And, kept telling them, you know, talent's not the issue in this locker room. And by October, we kind of figured that out. And we lost a couple of early games that came back to haunt us. But just watching them grow and be able to go to Seattle and win with the confidence that was in that locker room was great.
You know that change is inevitable on a roster. Is it difficult to, when you're drafting these guys, knowing that they could be taking the job of a guy that you like on a personal level? I mean, is that ever hard?
Yeah, it always is hard. It's really hard when you have a star player who's at the end. And, admitting it is very, very difficult for some guys. And as a coach, you especially if you were their position coach, like me, having been a receiver coach and then become a coordinator or become the head coach, you have a personal relationship with a guy, but you still have to do what's best for your football team. And that's always hard, though.
Peter Lopez asks about Bobby Massey, what position you see him at and what kind of stride you saw him make last year.
Yeah, Bobby's he's a right tackle, and he's not a left tackle. We experimented with that, and he struggled with it. He's a right tackle, and he's talented. His biggest thing right now is become more consistent every day in his work habits.
Cornerbacks, obviously everybody knows about Patrick Peterson. Powers played a lot and seemed pretty solidly. How would you see him, how do you kind of assess your entire cornerback situation right now?
Yeah, I think we were very fortunate in the group that we had last year. Now, some of them were one-year deals, you know, but with JP and Patrick, we're very solid. Tyron gave us the nickel and the safety that could come down. Rashard is extremely versatile also. But, yeah, Antoine did a good job. Javier did a good job. I think the guy that really should make the big move is Justin Bethel. I mean, he's as talented probably as Patrick. He just has to start believing it and play corner as well as he plays on special teams, and we'll really be set back there.
Last thing, you come to Indianapolis in a much different position than you were last year. Last year, everything was kind of a whirlwind. You just got your coaching staff together. It's obviously a lot more settled, and you have a 10-win season under your belt. What's the difference for you here in Indianapolis this year compared to last year?
Yeah, all those things. You know, I'm not staying in my apartment. You know, I'm staying in a hotel. But, yeah, we were in the midst of moving, and it was very hectic. after what was a crazy year. And so it was extremely exciting last year to walk into this stadium as a head coach, something I always dreamt about. It's a lot easier walking in this year, especially like you said, we were semi-successful until we put a ring on our finger. I wouldn't say we're successful, but we started in a good position, and I like to think that we can come back where we left off last season.
Well, we appreciate the time, Bruce. Thank you for joining us here. I enjoy the rest of the combine.
All right, you bet.
For Bruce Arians, I'm Darren Urban. You've been watching azcardinals.com.